yo.
Hey, listen to him.
I'm about to go ahead and let y'all know. We did not have the audio last week, and I thought about this shit all week. I'm 2.5 seconds from being done with the audio version of this fucking podcast. That's how I feel for real. Man, I uploaded so easy and went to bed. I didn't have no internet problems. I didn't have no fucking problems. I just uploaded, converted my video, and I was good. But y'all already know what time it is, man. It's Thursday. Y'all already know what fucking time it is. Get my motherfucking hands right. The middle. Poe in the motherfucking building. Rappers only.
What was I saying last week? Poe, a.k.a. What I said?
I don't remember.
What? Talking to myself.
Bro, like, every fucking week it's a problem with this shit. And niggas be like, oh, why don't you just get a new goddamn computer? Why the fuck I gotta get a new computer? Like, technology is some bullshit. Like, technology is set up for niggas to go back and re-spend money on the same bullshit. And why the fuck don't they sell chargers with the goddamn... No, why don't they sell blocks with the fucking chargers?
They don't?
No. They don't sell the accessories with the fucking phones.
Okay, and so people, that was y'all rent from Trendsetter Press.
No, I ain't fucking done. Fuck technology. Fuck all this electronics and all this other bullshit that you fucking humans are programmed to use and all that other bullshit. Now I think I'm done.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Trendsetter Press featuring... Who is Poe, a.k.a. Hemi Turner.
Oh, my God. Why the fuck all week in my head I've been saying Hemothy?
Joey Badass got it in your head.
Oh, man. I've been like, yo, motherfucking.
Who you think he is? I be Hemothy.
Yeah. Shit, man. Y'all already know how we giving it up, man. Shout out all the certified bullshitters out there. Poe, let them know how they can become a certified bullshitter.
Like, share, subscribe. Follow all that good shit.
Yeah, hit the little bell wherever the fuck it is. I never know. Yeah. Yeah, shout out all the bullshitters, man. What bullshit we on? How's your week, Poe? How you feeling? How you doing? What's up, man? I like your shirt.
Thank you, sir. Got the hat to match.
I thought it was the I peep game.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers.
I ain't gonna lie, I can't really see it. I see it. I got you. Okay. they can't see it neither, but it's all good, man. But yeah, man, what the fuck is up? Oh, I was saying your shirt was hard because, like, a lot of people was upset that old girl won the Grammy and shit. But I ain't watched that shit.
She won? You mean the Oscar?
What I said, the Grammy?
You did.
Yeah, the Oscar. Ain't nobody get slapped this year, so I didn't care about that shit.
Yeah, I forgot she was even on.
I'm not, sports is my shit. I done figured out a way to just do a lot of shit.
I'm not gonna lie, watching...
Oh, shit. Drum roll.
Breaking Bad and BMF.
How do you like BMF?
I'm only like 2 or 3 episodes in, bro.
I can't remember those episodes.
I also know. Like, because I've seen the BMF documentary, which I actually started rewatching, and I remember growing up seeing BMF on Gangland. So I know the story, so it's just...
Yeah. It's cool, man. I support 50, bro. I mean, it's good entertainment. I ain't gonna lie.
If they 50 said the fucking menace,
that dude rude, bro. But he has every right to do.
He's a menace to society.
Shout out 50, man. He that guy. How you like that seat, man? I had to move it over, and you know,
I see what you did. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, after we pod, I can move it back.
Okay, it don't matter.
But nah, I mean, you look comfortable over there. Look like you chill. Your feet ain't gonna hit nothing. Look like you might be 2.5 seconds for putting your attention to shit this week. I don't know what's going on. What else?
Hold on. Before we get there, I gotta tell the people why I said 50 Cent is a fucking menace.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the shit I sent you?
Yeah. Yeah.
This
go ahead, read it off.
Rapper an entrepreneur, 50 Cent, former employee, stole $6.2 million from his liquor brand.
That's Branson, a lot of fucking money to steal.
Branson Cognac.
Yeah, that shit, that's the shit that's in the crib.
Disgusting.
It is.
Including properties, bank accounts, and cars. I need you out my house by Monday, 50 Cent said. Then he posted this that I just read. And the caption said, I think I'm going to keep, you know, I think I'm going to put epoxy floors in this place. I'm going to keep it in his family's pictures around, you know, as a theme for the place.
I didn't read that nigga's caption.
That's why I said he's a menace. I'm going to take your house and keep your pictures up as a theme. You know 50 ain't going to never actually stay there. It's just there. I just want you out the shit so you can't have it.
That's some funny shit, bro. I'm sorry. Like, that's that gangster to me.
That
like,
nigga is a menace.
Like, all these tough guys, I don't find that to be gangster.
You
like,
took all the nigga's money, took cars, and the house. You're not even going to use the house. You just don't want him to have it.
Bro, that shit not even $6 million worth. He took, like, at least, if I had to put a number on it, at least about $27 million worth. It ain't even the $6 million. Don't make it fuck. I wish I had that type of power, yo.
Nigga took the property. Took your properties and the bank accounts. How you take a nigga bank account? Not the money in the bank account. You took the bank account. If this nigga go get a check from somebody else, it goes to your bank account now. It's yours.
Hey, yo.
You got to open another bank account to cash a check now.
That's crazy, bro. Shout out 50, bro. Like, you don't want to get on that nigga bad side.
That nigga is a menace.
Speaking of power, I think, what's that? Ghost is coming back on actually tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, today is a 316 day, man. Shout out motherfucking Stone Cold. That's some wrestling shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's some dope shit. Happy National 316 Day. Stone Cold Steve Austin just whipped your candy out. That's my shit. What else we got? Hold on, man. What the fuck did I do over the weekend, bro? Oh, I summed it up.
The fuck did I do over the weekend?
I don't know. But I'm here. You, man, shit. I don't know if this is going to be an early episode or we going to hit our 2-hour mark. I really don't got shit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've been paying attention to fucking free agency in the NFL. We did pick up Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to go ahead and get this out the way.
That is a name.
Hey, yo, hold on. Jimmy. We want to talk about, make sure I get back on this, right? Okay. But yes. Hey, yo. This lets you know, Po. Don't pay attention to sports. That nigga said, yo, that is a name. Yes, Jimmy G is what he go by.
You got to.
Garoppolo.
Bro, you ever been reading something and give up halfway through? Because you like, that? No, I can't see that. So I was like, it wasn't until maybe a year or so ago, maybe 2 years, I didn't know Bed-Stuy was short for something. Didn't know that.
Like in New York type shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Bedford, the second word I can't pronounce.
Okay.
So we was taught, me and Jay was talking about that. He was like, oh, I didn't know either. So I was like, yeah, it's Bedford. I looked at it, I was like, Bedford. I can't say that shit. I just stopped, bro. I gave up halfway through the word. I said, yeah, I can't say that.
So I find it funny that we are talking about names, right? Because I got two things, and you just brought up how to, like, just say fuck it with a name.
Yeah.
Big boxing fan. You know, you have all types of names and different type of race and type of just
everything.
Yeah, right? You ever want to get a laugh? Let's say, like you're really not there for the fight, but the fight is interesting, and you have to figure out who you talking about. You get what I'm saying? You can say, oh, the nigga in the blue shorts, he nice.
Exactly what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you say blue shorts, yeah, you look at the nigga in the blue shorts, but then your mind automatically goes to the name. And then the question of the room is, hey, yo, how the fuck you say that nigga
last? I was in the room with you. Was it me, you, and Z? The nigga was rushing.
You get, hey, yo, I'm like, hey, yo, bad.
First, I'm going to be honest. I can't remember the nigga name. But I felt like I said it right. V-Lo said I said it wrong, but he didn't know how to say it either. So,
All right, let's use the name Johannes Gamboa, right? It's a real fighter. I don't know if that's his first name or his last name. I think Gamboa is his last name, Bert.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, we're not going to use
Spanish?
Puerto Rican. Same type of shit, but he is Puerto Rican. I'm trying to think of another name that even fucking Manny Pacquiao. Before niggas knew how to pronounce that nigga's name.
That nigga was Manny Pac-Man.
No. He was just Manny. Because nigga was calling the nigga Piki Yaka Yako and shit. And you try to be like, I'm sorry, this is fun right now. You try to pay attention to how the commentator pronounce it. And they shred that shit as well. And then they come back and like, hey Max, I was told it's pronounced Pacquiao. Hey, yo, I be sitting back.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, some of the names motherfuckers be fucking up. When you learn how it's actually pronounced, you go look at it like, it do kind of look like that. Now, I don't know why I ain't get that before.
Exactly. And then, if you sit in there, like I said, you get caught up in the situation where you got three motherfuckers be like, hey, yo. And I'm the one that I feel I have to ask, because I feel people that are around think I'm supposed to know this nigga's name because I'm a boxing fan. But that's the complete opposite. So I say, hey, yo, bro, how the fuck you say that nigga last name? And when I'm thinking it, my brother just kicking and be like, bro, I was thinking the same shit, bro. And it'd be fucked up. It'd be Z, C's, K's next to each other. And you'd be like, what the
fuck? Like, them letters don't go together. Like, Z, K, G, H, shit. Like, bruh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and it's crazy because I know the fucking sport, but I'm trying to think of a name that's so fucked up that makes me, like, I know it, like Sergey Kovalev, right? Kovalev, you see it, you should be able to read Kovalev. Maybe.
No, the K? Q?
It's K.
Okay.
I think. Might be a V. It's Russian. You know, they mix the W's with V's and shit. God damn.
That shit got a picture of a hammer in there somewhere, right?
But yeah, man, sitting back, niggas with fucked up names. But I scrolled past a fucking meme that said, yo, and I don't know if there's somebody famous. I just remember scrolling through. But it was like, yo, I've never ran into anybody named Vandross. And they were talking about Luther Vandross. And they like, yo, I've never been in a school with a Vandross or whatever.
I've never been in school with a Knowles.
A Knowles?
Like Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah, I got you. I think I know a Knowles.
I damn sure don't.
I think I know a Knowles. Oh, that's Noble. That's Noble. Yeah. Shout out my nigga Joel.
Shout out to Reggie. Reggie Noble. Redman.
Oh, when you said Reggie, I thought you were talking about your man's Reggie. Nah. So I was like, damn, he got the same name as Redman. But no, so I got to think about names that I ain't never, ever fucking heard before. And I don't know. Like I said, I've been caught up in football free agency. And I don't know if this is a nickname, but I've never heard the last name like this. So the niggas, Eric the Enemy. Can you please look him up? Eric the Enemy. I don't know if that is his first name, nickname, first and last name. I have no clue, but I keep hearing it. At the same time, it's like, yo, if that is his name, I've never ran into a motherfucker last name Enemy or the Enemy. While Poe is doing that, I'm going to get on my sports shit and say, yes, we picked up Jimmy Garoppolo. What'd you say?
The Enemy. The football coach.
Yeah. So
Eric B. Enemy. B-I-E-N-I-E-M-Y.
I've still never ran into a B. Enemy. Do you know any B. Enemies? Anybody? Yo, for real. I want to know if you went to a school with a Bienemy, the enemy, the villain. Bro, I don't know. So I don't know. My mind just fucked up.
I mean, how many other Poes do you know? That you don't know from my
family? Well, not like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't really pay attention to last names like that, or names in general. Especially not today. Shit, most motherfuckers' name is goddamn their Twitter name. Like, you ever be at the mall and be like, yo, I follow that bitch? And you be like, I do too? And then you, her name be goddamn Rosie D23.
Hey, Rosie!
Yeah, like, yeah, it's crazy. Damn, what were we saying? We was talking about names. I had something else on names. I know I was about to jump to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. See? That's how I do.
Jimmy G. So we picked up Jimmy Garoppolo from the 49ers. Of course, I'm a Raiders fan. My shit somewhere flashing up here and flipped to the back. I don't know what fucking moves they are making. We traded... Damn, what's that nigga name? See, that lets you know, once you're not a Raider, I don't care no more. What's my nigga name? The tight end. Damn, what's that nigga name? Yo, what's that nigga name? What the fuck is that nigga name? Poe, help me out. I know you don't know. I'm trying to think of that nigga name.
I said, that was the wrong lifeline, nigga.
So we had Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow. What the fuck? Yo, I'm having a mean brain fart. Anyways, the nigga got traded to the Giants. I don't know why the fuck we did that. But the nigga was expensive, so I understood why we did it. But at the same time, if we in a win-now situation, you would think we would go get niggas to build around, not chop them down and get them the fuck out of here. Either way, people was asking me how I felt about the move and everything, and I'm just on the side of, look, every year I feel like we look good on paper, and we don't look good, right? So I'm going to take that same fucking theory, because right now, we don't look good on paper to do what I normally think we're going to do when we do look good on paper. So I'm hoping that the role flips where we actually turn out to be pretty decent, pretty good. I'm still trying to think of that fucking tight end's name. What the fuck? Oh, Darren Waller. Damn, that's that nigga name. What's that nigga's name? I got it. Darren Waller. And we didn't really pick up, well, we picked up another receiver. It seemed like all the Patriot niggas is coming to the Raiders. And I really don't like that shit. But if they gonna help us win, then so be it. I get all that off my chest to say, yo, I don't know what the fuck we talking about this week. I don't know who did stupid shit. I don't know who did what.
Oh, you said stupid shit. First thing that came to mind, what's your man? Your man.
Nope, not my man.
He's your man. You like this nigga.
21 Savage.
Charleston. White.
It's not my man. Never been my man.
You like that nigga?
No.
But this nigga funny. You like all this
right,
nigga.
Look. You ever been in class and it was some nigga that was just funny? But you ain't talk to the nigga. You ain't say, hey, you want to chill? You never sat at the same lunch table. You just knew this nigga was a funny nigga. So if that nigga had just got his ass whooped at the cafeteria, right? I feel you cannot say, hey, your boy got his ass whooped at the cafeteria. And I say who? And you say, the nigga, you say funny. That's not my man's. No. See how that worked?
Nope. Because if I'm not in your class... But you got a class of nigga. You nigga, hey yo, that nigga right there, funny. Okay, that's your man's now.
No, yo, no.
To me, that is your man's.
That's not fair.
You know him. I don't know him.
I know you're funny, nigga.
No, I'm saying if we're out and that nigga walks by, I don't know him.
Neither do I.
You know him better than I do.
Nah.
So that is your man's.
Nah, I just be like, yo.
It may not be your friend, but that's your man's.
Not by choice, obviously.
You told me about the nigga. That's your man.
See, that's where we got the discrepancy right now. You pointing fingers, and that's your man. I don't know none of these niggas.
And what I've been telling you all day, Yo, your niggas is your niggas, bro. Your niggas be niggas.
Hey, man, shout out my niggas, bro. Charleston White, nah, that ain't my dude, bro. What actually happened, though? Because I peeped it, but it was too much going back and forth. It's like, nigga, give me what the nigga said. Beat the nigga up
for
or whatever.
Reason, yeah. For whatever reason, Charleston White.
Take me back a little bit, because I know he was beefing with Mav Hoffa. Okay, Mav Hoffa, what I ran into, Mav Hoffa, maybe a week ago, literally was like, yo, 8 o'clock, I'm going live. I'm sorry, I felt like that was a little hard, Mav Hoffa. I felt like I was mad for a minute. And he was like, yo, I'm going live at 8 o'clock. Y'all tune in. I'm about to expose this nigga. Your boy, Charleston White. Yeah, this motherfucker done gave me the shovel. He told me to end his career. That's what he said. So then China Mac and Cheese, what's this nigga name?
You know this nigga. Don't.
What's the nigga name?
You know, China Mac. You know.
Okay, China Mac.
You know the nigga name.
Man, I know a lot of Macs.
Like who, other than Bernie?
Mac and Cheese? McDonald's? That's a reach. That's a reach.
This nigga Mr. Fantastic on a nigga.
Why did that nigga John Witherspoon
say McDonald's? No, wait. I'm talking about your ass.
Why that nigga pops? Why John Witherspoon say in Friday when, was that Neil Long? No, I won't Neil Long.
Macaroni.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he think he a Mac. That motherfucker said, a macaroni. What the fuck? Nah, man, shit, nah, that's funny. Yeah, what was you asking me? Oh, yeah, so China Mac.
So for whatever reason, I don't know. Okay. This nigga, Charleston the Snitch, was like,
You got any evidence? Come on, man.
Do I got evidence, nigga?
Yeah. What your receipts, bro?
I am not the cops.
Don't bro, we are civilians, bro.
Hey, he is not your savior.
Yo, I ain't dropped no drops, man. Hey, yo, I got to go to Poe Crib like I used to and just give this nigga my SD drive, and we just sit there and be like, oh, let me get that one, too. Oh, let me get that one, too. Hey, I got this one. Man, I miss LimeWire. While Poe is looking up his receipts, they have put a RIP on Dat Piff. I came in here saying...
It's not true.
What?
It's not true.
That shit is gone. No. That shit don't work.
It don't, but... hold on. I got receipts. I got receipts on that one because I was telling folks. Hold on now.
Damn.
Where's that? I got it in my phone right here.
Damn, I was over here RIPing it, bro. That shit on the lifeline.
Dat Piff tweeted on the day everybody was talking about this shit, despite the rumors, we are happy to report that we... still will be supplying you with all the mixtapes you love. We're working through technical issues on our site and app, but still actively updating our YouTube. Thanks for all the love and concerns, but we promise we are still here.
Man, pay y'all fucking pay your fucking pay fucking Squarespace, motherfucker. Hey, yo, I came here talking shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but that Piff ain't been working. That's my go-to for my mixtapes.
Go to live.
I got live now, and I fuck with live, but they lacking on mixtapes too.
No, they not.
No, bro. I'm telling you right now, you cannot find G5.2 right now.
That might be Los might take it off his shit.
You can't find Zero Gravity. Yeah. No, you can find Zero Gravity. What's the other shit that I'm looking for? You can't find Shooter. You can't find Shooter under live mixtapes.
You know what I'm saying? That might be some shit Los took down.
Man, who else? I want to say I went to Trey Songz catalog and there was some shit missing too, but it's all good.
Typed in Lowe's, what we got here? Becoming King, Zero Gravity, Worth the Wait, Louis Vuitton gift.
Yep.
Let's see.
Where's G5? G5.2. Welcome to Swagsville. Where them shits at?
Swagsville was never up there. It wasn't.
Welcome to Swagsville one, because I want to.
It was never on live mixtapes. Okay. I know that one.
I know that shit was on Dat Piff, and I went looking for it. It ain't there no more.
I think that was a Dat Piff exclusive.
I don't know. Yeah. That shit was fire though.
Yeah, I only back then listened to that shit on YouTube.
This motherfucker went to YouTube. Hey yo.
Back to what we was supposed to, hold on. What were we supposed to be looking at before?
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. I don't know why I've been ranting and just blurting out random shit.
I was with a bitch that was doing that shit the other day. She's like, I think you're retarded. Hold on.
That bitch got Tourette's, bro.
She was in the back seat, of my car. I was like, yo, what the? Her friend in the front. I was like, mind you, the one in the front is the one I know.
So, this nigga for the streets.
How?
Yo, did y'all just hear this nigga poke? So, start over.
What I did?
Start over. You said you had a bitch in the back, a bitch in the front. Keep going. What else you had? That's two bitches riding strap and post cap. Hey, yo, shout out that nigga 50, man. Did you ever listen to his... Well, you don't fuck with 50. You need to go listen to his Animal Ambition, bro. That shit was hard.
What?
Animal's Ambition. I want to say that was the name
of it. Say that one more time.
Animals.
Okay.
What do you thought I said? Animorphs?
I don't know. I was making sure.
You remember that show, Animorphs?
I never watched it. I know the book, though.
I didn't read.
I didn't read that shit either.
Did you fuck with Goosebumps?
Nah.
You scared? Be honest.
Nah.
What was you scared of when you were younger?
When I was younger?
When you was younger. What was you scared of?
People under
the Leprechaun stairs. In the hood?
People under the stairs and Chucky.
Woo. You ain't do the Candyman shit?
I'm going to be honest. You know what got me to not be scared of Chucky, bro?
I don't know. Yeah, I think you told me this and you said it was me or some
shit. It was your ass.
I ain't never been afraid of fucking Chucky punk ass.
Nah, bro, because I was scared of Chucky as a youngin', so I never watched it. And then your ass wanted to go to the movies and see the Chucky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we went. I ain't about to be no bitch, so I had to watch it. And the shit was funny.
Yeah.
And after that, I mean, hey.
Candyman, I think, was the only... I didn't see the original It.
See, Candyman...
That nigga was scary looking, bro. He was just an ugly motherfucker.
This is why Candyman wasn't really scary to me,
bro. I didn't get the storyline of it when I was younger.
When I was younger, me either.
I just seen bumblebees and shit, and this nigga had a hook.
But I knew the whole situation was, don't say the nigga name. He ain't fuck with you. I had no reason to say the nigga name. I was good.
I remember my dad tried to convince me that shit really happened to his homeboy or some
the
shit.
Bees?
No, just he said nigga went in the bathroom said Candyman and he ain't never come back out or some shit.
I feel like your dad told me that story.
Man, this is a fucking liar. Dad, stop fucking lying. Yo, it was a lot of shit that nigga used to tell me. It's like, bro, you're a fucking liar, dude. I fuck with your story. It's great.
Entertaining.
You motherfuckers believe that shit?
Don't tell me it's based on a true story.
This nigga used to flip his story. It'll tell the story and switch the narrative of me. And now I'm walking around the family looking like a big dumbass and shit. Like I done did some goofy, stupid shit. And it's like, hold on, nigga. I'm going to let you enjoy this story. But that ain't how that shit went down. And that's when I learned how to over-talk motherfuckers. What were we looking up? Your receipts from Charleston White. What that nigga did. Said. It's on.
I'm a hateful AI. Hold up. I started from the beginning.
I hate Asians. I'm a hateful AI. I hate Asians. I like, we hate gays. I don't give a fuck about the Asian hate bill. I hate Asians. I hate Johnny Dane. I don't eat Chinese food. Only time I ever wanted some Chinese Yeah. Chinese bitches can't suck dick good. Yeah, I hate Chinese people.
Hey, bro. I'm going to just turn that down. Because, I ain't going to lie with us even. I don't know how it work.
Yeah.
And they might flag us on some shit. I get it.
All right, so.
Yeah, I get it.
This was the
clown Charleston White just made, right? And before I go any further, let me say this. Let me make this very clear. Charleston White don't speak for all black people. He don't. This ain't a black and Asian thing. This is a Charleston White thing. So we gonna keep it on Charleston White. Charleston White, you a bitch, right? You got a lot of foul stuff to say about my people. And we gonna hold you accountable for that. Facts. April 30th, you gonna be in New York City, right? You got a show at the Gramercy Theater, right? With Academics, right? Academics, you stand by this, bro? Are you co-signing this? You co-signing this racism, this rhetoric, this bullshit? Is you co-signing that? Because inquiring minds want to know, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Gramercy Theater, right? April 30th, right?
That nigga, never mind. I was about to say something. I ain't trying to get in trouble. But that's what's going on. All
right, I remember this. This is definitely refreshing my memory. Once this was going on, I think, did I reach out to you with this, or you reached out to me with this? And I just
I sent it to you, and then they did the Live Nation cancel Charleston White DJ Academics comedy show after the racist rant, and you said.
But beforehand, I was like, "Yo, this is by far the stupidest thing." It's like you're telling motherfuckers what you're going to do, not even telling them, just giving them insight. So now that means this shit about to get canceled. Like, one, you talking about boosting up fucking security. Nobody wants to do that. You're going into New York. Asians deep. It's like, bro.
Well, then the follow-up was, you know, it got canceled.
Yeah.
And
good recovery.
It was a D-Town new. They canceled your show in NYC. Talk about it. I canceled the motherfucking show. China Mac scared the shit out of me. They ain't canceled nothing. I canceled that motherfucker, nigga. Dang, I can't take no guns to New York.
I about to say.
Then they said I can't bring the pig poker. They said I couldn't bring the pig poker. So they told me I couldn't bring. So all the knives out, you can't bring that knife. You can't. I said, man, I ain't going then. Fuck that. Do you fuck Asian women?
What?
I have.
Oh, he reading the live type shit?
Yeah.
When I used to play trick. I played trick before. Yeah, I played trick before. Yeah, going to the Asian bathhouse. Nah, you scared, huh? Scared the motherfucker. Nigga, I ain't scared. Long as I can bring my
don't
weapons,
laugh,
I ain't
bro.
Scared.
Don't
but
laugh.
I can't fight
it ain't
my
funny.
Nigga.
Where is this nigga from?
I want to say he's from Texas, but he's not from Houston. I want to say he's from Dallas. Because I know he be talking shit about
I don't know this nigga.
I'm scared of him. Nope. I ain't got no mob ties.
Oh, man.
I stand with Offset.
Wow. Didn't they have some wild shit? Didn't some of those... What was the joint with... You said Offset. You said... Well, I said J Prince. WAC 100. What was that issue about? What happened with that? Said that Jay Prince is getting raided by the feds and the rest of the Migos in protective custody or some shit.
Yeah, I gotta find that one. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm like.
That nigga also said cap.
Yeah, okay. Look, we doing good, man. Hey, look, I'm just letting y'all know. I don't know how long this episode is gonna be. I've been paying attention to free agency. It is March Madness. With it being March Madness, you niggas brackets are busted. I'm gonna be honest, bro. I have not done a bracket since high school. I mean, not high school. Was it high school? I know. I remember definitely doing it in middle school. Middle school, they didn't make us do it, but they made us do it. I don't know what that teacher was, but it was the cooking class.
Like, I didn't take that.
You didn't take cooking? Damn, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I wanna be a culinary arts ass nigga.
As a chef. And all my cousins take after that nigga.
So you just eat.
I'm the black sheep of the family. Literally, nigga.
And what the fuck does that mean? I never understood the sheep thing. What, like, the black sheep thing? I know all the other sheeps is white, I guess, or.
You see my family?
I'm lost. I'm just lost with the whole. Okay, bring it out.
Nigga, I'm dark skinned.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, you are the black sheep.
There you go. Black sheep, lone wolf, nigga. All them.
Nobly, my nigga. Was it Nobly or Mobley?
Mowgli?
Mowgli? See, that's a fucked up name, too.
He was Indian.
It's a fucked up name. What's your name?
I mean, it was, you got Mowgli and Baloo.
That nigga was
Bagheera.
Called. Yeah. You said he was Indian.
Yeah, the little boy was Indian.
In the cartoon?
Yeah. The fuck you thought he was? African? White? What you thought he was?
Bro, I never put, but like, I never thought to think about what these niggas are. What the fuck is Tarzan?
White. His parents was from London.
For real?
Yes.
Are you, for real? Because
I'm
like,
being dead ass.
But I'm saying, like, are you, like, merging that with, like, the live action?
No.
Because what's the fucking story of Tarzan, bro? Because I didn't pay attention to that shit. I'm dead ass, never paid
attention. His parents were from London. Niggas was in the boat.
This shit was in the cartoon?
Yes! The whole beginning.
Can I tell you what my shit was, bro? This is a beef. I think I got beef with Disney, bro.
What they do to you?
I think, like...
Well, they used to be racist.
Yeah, they did. You see how they did my nigga Goofy, right?
No, what they do to him?
Goofy was black, but the fucked up thing is...
Yuck.
You trash. Hey, no. So, I learned this off the last episode of Atlanta.
That nigga wasn't a dog at first?
So the whole shit, and correct me because I kind of want to bring insight to this shit. So the dude that pretty much created Goofy, he had a white dude name. His name, like, white, I don't know, like for real, bring up the Goofy nigga. I didn't mean that. Anyways, so the dude who created Goofy was an artist. At the same time, he went into pretty much apply for a position or some shit, which was the CEO, and it was by accident. They were hiring a new CEO, but the name that they pulled, they didn't know that he was black. So now this dude is the only black dude in Disney, and he's the CEO of Walt Disney and shit. So with that, he goes in and start illustrating and hiring black people to help illustrate this character. But the character that he created, it was all from black trauma, I guess you could say. So Goofy was the nigga of Disney. Did you bring it up?
I don't know what you want me to bring up. I have creator of Goofy.
What's his name?
Nigga came up with like 5 different niggas. And none of them are niggas.
Let me see. Bro, this shit's some trash ass shit. Oh, nah, you gotta come down a little bit.
I was trying to like get the story to know what the fuck to look.
Yeah, bro, it's kind of, like I said, bro, it's kind of hard for me to.
Yeah, you can't articulate for shit.
Yeah.
And they got a podcast.
Hell yeah. Damn. Wikipedia ain't got pictures. Hey, nah, I think this is this nigga right here, but I don't know how.
His name like Wilford or some shit.
Yeah, Wilford Jackson. I'm on his name right now. But
how I know that?
Cause you probably heard a little bit of the story that I was just telling. I don't know. Do they got insight of what I just said though? Like for real, can you just read like a little bit of it? Cause I know I was hitting on it, but I know I'm nowhere near accurate.
It says he was instrumental in developing the system of which Disney added music and sound to Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon.
That's it?
No, but nothing has anything to do with what you were saying.
All right. I'm going to send you that shit because it was a good watch. It was a good watch. Very good watch. Where are we at, though?
Wack 100 and his sources say...
Thank you.
Jay Prince has been arrested by feds for threatening Offset and the remaining Migos. I think that's one other person. Are in protective custody. Jay Prince has reportedly been arrested, according to WAC 100 and his sources. They also claim that the remaining Migo members have been put into protective custody by the feds. Offset says, pussy, what the fuck is this cap-ass shit?
Hey, yo, talking about, that pussy won't say it like that. I'm sorry. Atlanta niggas don't bring out, like... I really think he said pussy. I know he said pussy, but imagine...
Pussy.
No, not even... imagine Young Thug saying pussy. I take that sound of him saying pussy and literally, like... It's like the softest pussy, like, pussy. What the fuck is this cat bad shit? I don't think it was no aggression in that pussy.
My pussy was a grip pause.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Dude, that shit can't.
No, your sound pussy crazy. Did come off a little aggressive, my brother.
Sounded crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wait a minute. Pause, nigga. Yeah, hey, hit, I got you. Hit it.
Goddamn.
Pause.
Goddamn.
Sheesh.
Yeah, wait a minute. But yeah, man, guess WAC 100 was getting bored. Guess his contract about to run out with, what you call them niggas?
Treehouse? Clubhouse?
Yeah, that shit. My nigga, you know what I be talking about.
Woody Woodpecker and
them? Hell yeah.
Woody Woodpecker was a nigga. I'm just throwing it out there. Y'all ain't never
watched that. Oh, shit. Back to my beef with Disney, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was about it, but I just didn't fuck with a lot of Disney shit, bro. And see, Pixar is different, right? They ended up merging with Disney or some shit, or they still separate. Like, Monster Inc. ain't part of Disney, right? Toy Story part of that shit, too? But it was all Pixar, right? Am I tripping? Okay, all right. I'm going to give you my top five Disney. And it's probably not in no order. But I got Toy Story. I got Hercules. I got Lion King. I got Aladdin. And damn, I need a fifth one, right? I need a fifth. Oliver Twist won't motherfucking Disney, right?
The fuck is Oliver Twist?
The little cat nigga.
Oliver and Company?
I don't know if it was Oliver and Company or not. But
Oliver Twist, I don't think that's Disney, nigga. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I didn't fuck with Disney. Like, all that Beauty and the Beast and Snow White, I didn't fuck with none of them punk-ass niggas.
Yeah, Oliver Twist isn't a cartoon. That's a book.
I damn sure ain't read that book.
Hold on, let me see.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. They do. Oliver Twist do have a cartoon.
Is it a cat?
No.
Who the fuck is Oliver Twist?
Just some white people. And that shit was with the Warner Brothers.
Okay.
I think you're talking about Oliver and Company.
Was that a cat?
Yeah, with the dogs and them?
Yeah. That shit was some shit, too. I'm trying to think. Like, I still... Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Oliver and Company had, like, the best music out of all the Disney joints to me.
I'm trying to think. Yo, Disney fucking trash, bro.
Nah, I ain't wrong with that.
Disney's fucking trash. Like,
I think my top five.
I don't even think I came up with a five. Did I come up with five?
Yeah, Oliver Twist.
Nah, that ain't my fucking movie, bro. That shit was in my head. I give you the Incredibles, because that shit was a dope-ass movie, but I think that's Pixar as well.
It's Disney. I think they might be.
I think they merged or some shit. Because at one point, they weren't together.
I don't know.
But like I said, Toy Story, Aladdin, Lion King, Toy Story. Did I say Toy Story like twice?
Yeah, you did.
Unless you know, I got a top three. Lion King, Aladdin, and Toy Story.
I remember Aladdin was...
Oh, Hercules was my shit, though. Hercules.
I remember Aladdin was your favorite when we was younger.
Yeah, that was my shit. That's my shit. Like,
nah, I think my favorites is Lion King,
mm-hmm.
Jungle Book.
Okay. Mowgli and them, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It
was a knockoff-ass nigga of Mowgli, too, right? It was a knockoff nigga. That nigga was raised by animals, too.
George of the Jungle.
Didn't they have an ape as well named George? Like... George. Okay, George of the Jungle. I don't know, man. Disney trash. Like,
George of the Jungle ain't Disney?
But I'm just saying, all that shit, yay.
Bro.
Some of our shit was some shit.
Nah, bro. Nah. Lion King, Jungle Book, I watched a lot. I watched a lot of Disney, bro. I got sisters.
Air Bud was cool.
No, it won't. That shit was trash.
I mean, after they stopped, I mean, once the nigga went to go play hockey and shit, that shit was some shit.
Them niggas, they were still trying to have that shit keep going.
I know, was the Little Giants Disney?
They had air puppies and shit. No,
yeah, no, fuck them and them puppies. Who the fuck was Air Bud out there fucking? What dog he running to?
Yo. If he Air Bud, she was goddamn Ground Zero, nigga. I don't know.
What the fuck is that? Hey, Little Giants, is that?
Hold on. Hey, cuz you on the podcast. What's your top five Disney movies? Yeah. What's your top five Disney movies, bro?
Wait, first of all, you got to understand that I got a beef with Disney. I don't know why, but Disney, they not as strong as they think they are. Like, them movies is trash.
Yo, let me keep it. So let me ask you the guidelines then real quick. Let me just start right there. So we talking, when we say Disney movies,
the cartoons, what you grew up on.
Being this topic?
The ones you grew up on, the cartoons.
All right, so that's what I'm saying, though. Like Toy Story and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Told you. Toy Story. Bet,
nigga, off top, my nigga. Number one, nigga.
Number one is Toy Story?
Okay.
Nigga, Toy Story, number motherfucking one.
Nah, Lion King, number one for me.
I didn't put it in no order, but I mean, I'm cool with Lion King being number one.
Yo, I mean.
Aladdin, that shit. Mulan was cool, but Mulan was for the transgender ass niggas.
Yo, you know what? You know what's funny though?
You wild.
You know
what's
funny?
What up?
I'm wild for this, my nigga. But Mulan got some of them songs in that motherfucker, bro.
Shit was alright though, right?
Yo,
my shit was not alright.
Right. No, but yo, Mulan had some. Oliver and Company had some slappers. Tarzan had some slaps, bro.
I don't even fucking remember Tarzan.
Matter of fact, I'm about to retract my statement, nigga. Let me chill on Toy Story right quick. They had songs on there too, but yo, that nigga on
Mulan had no songs in Toy Story.
Mr. Ow. Make a man.
That shit was shit's hard, bro.
Nigga.
Shit was hard.
That shit was hard.
See, Press ain't fucking with it, bro.
I fuck with Mulan. I fuck with Mulan.
Bro,
but as I got older, I realized that shit is for transgenders. Like, that's...
Nigga, that like, wasn't even a thing back then, bro.
Mulan. That's what they were called. It was... What was that nigga, the white dude? Earl Smith?
Yo, get out of here.
And Mulan.
Earl Smith?
Yeah.
Steven Tyler?
No, what was that song that nigga had? The goddamn... Oh, shit. What was that song in the 80s? Dude looks like a lady.
Oh, that,
come on.
Dude, like, bro.
Nah, y'all ain't rolling.
That was Mrs. Doubtfire.
That shit was hard, though. Mrs. Doubtfire was hard.
That was the song that was playing when he dressed up as a woman. You don't remember?
That's facts. Yo. That's crazy,
bro.
I said,
since cousin's on the phone and we just was talking about your mans.
That's not my fucking mans.
50.
Oh, that's my mans.
Oh, nigga, we talking about this, nigga.
He told me to bring this up on the pod. Right. Hey, since he just happened to call, we here.
All right, bet.
50 Cent. All right, first of all, who would you put 50 Cent up against in a versus?
T.I. Hands down.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
Right. I said game. I don't want to see less
nigga,
game.
Nigga, I'm low key. Nigga, Trent said to be getting on my nerves how quick he on this shit, nigga. He just like, nigga, you asked the question, the nigga on it, bro.
Yeah, because I think like, about these
like
things.
We playing this shit.
Nah, I just think a lot, man. I think a lot. And like, T.I. done called out all these other niggas, and I'm like, nah. Bro, the only thing you can roll with and survive and it'll be good is a limited 50 Cent, because I mean, 50 can play Get Rich or Die Trying. It's old for that nigga. But I mean,
Cap.
You said Cap?
Cap.
It's 20 songs.
Okay.
We can go get G Unit and do G Unit shit. T.I. with Grand Hustle not gonna survive. Better go get B.O.B.
T.I. got it, bro.
T.I. don't. That's hate. That's hate.
T.I. got it. Don't nobody want hear no. Don't nobody want hear no damn Iggy Azalea.
She better go get Kendrick verse.
She better go get. She better show up naked. She better show up naked.
Hey, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm tuning in. Hey, yo. Somebody got an OnlyFans so I can see something. Who got an OnlyFans I can borrow? I'm trying to see what Iggy working with for real.
Man, that shit yo, probably look like a bent over the empty toothpaste.
Nah.
But yeah, nah. 50 and T.I. That's who I would put a versus up against. Oh, that's who I would.
Yo,
yeah.
Go ahead, bro. Poe, tell these niggas what you thought, bro.
I said
tell
game. I said game.
Say, I just don't all right. like it.
And I, bro, nigga.
He got. All right, go, get into it because I know where you trying to go with it. Get into it, bro.
Bruh, so right off the bat, my nigga, if Game goes at a versus with 50, bro, yes, I would love to see that too. I would love to see these niggas get on that Gucci and Jeezy shit. That would be cool. But my nigga, the biggest songs that Game got has Curtis Jackson on them. Am I wrong?
Yes. Don't agree.
Nigga, what you mean I'm wrong, nigga?
I don't agree.
Bro, don't do this how we do, bro. Don't do this West Side Connection, nigga. Don't do this, like, bro. Come on, man.
West Side Connection. Wonder that cube.
Oh, I'm tripping. Not West Side. No, what's that song called? Is that what it was on
first of all, yo.
West Side Story. My fault. West Side Story.
Let's
nigga.
Not act like Game ain't have a whole career without this nigga. 50 got 3 songs with the nigga.
My thing on the whole Game thing, I don't hate on the Game. I like the Game for what it is, but the Game to me did sucker shit. It's like
50 to me did sucker shit.
Hold on. Yeah, please explain.
My thing is wait. I want to say Game did sucker shit, and I'm not talking about what went down at outside the radio station. I don't care about none of that. All I'm saying is we have a collective over here. This collective was moving great. Everything that we had was in-house. I felt it was sucker shit because this nigga just got out of pocket and fucked up he fucked up everything.
I disagree. Because everything was fine, yeah, but then 50 was in his feelings because every nigga he had beef with, Game was cool with. I'm not inheriting your beef just because you want to be a dickhead.
I'm sorry,
nah,
bro.
That's Game loyal.
That goes back to loyalty and respect. It's like,
what the fuck did Game have to be loyal to 54 for real? You don't know that, nigga. They put him over there.
Okay, so if you got put on the team, that means you need to be a role player and play a fucking role. Like, you're not bigger than what we got going on over here. That's what it was. Game was a fucking hothead that thought that he could run shit, and when shit happened,
he wasn't even trying to run shit, though.
At one point in time, Game was running around saying, fuck Dre, right?
That's after all the bullshit. Come on, son.
At the same time, it's like nobody else had ever had that same energy of fuck everybody over there. I'm going to do me and I'm going to, like.
Because after the bullshit, I had the same stance when I left the collectives I was on. Fuck everybody over there.
I'm with that. But at the same time, you did a lot for that collective. That collective didn't do a lot for you. You get what I'm saying? The collective, Dre, 50, Marshall, Auden, I don't care, G-Unit, it was all for the Game. At least that's how it came out. The stories that we've heard
but
in hip-hop,
Game spit
on everything that has been pretty much in front of him. I fuck with Game. I just don't like the sucker shit that he do. That's the same shit that we all...
At California. And I say that to say... Bro was going to make it whether or not he was with G-Unit. And he was going to have that West Coast regardless. You know, we've had conversations about when niggas make it in the West and can stay on in the West, niggas have a career regardless.
I'm with you on that. But, okay, if we stay in the West and we speaking on the Game, right? We speaking on the Game. No antics. If I gotta remove the whole G Unit shit and just leave 50 and I'm rolling with the antics, I'm sorry. If it were to be a what if situation, 50 would have made that nigga Game look like Ja in that same situation.
No, and I don't agree. I'm just
going on
you that,
the nah, brother.
when I say, okay, hold on.
Because I want to put it like this. 50 bullied the fuck out of Ja.
Exactly, and that's okay.
He can't bully. Game was another bully. These are two bullies, bro. Exactly. That wasn't going to work out. And it'll just been...
two sides of the same coin. Nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Two sides of the
all
same
right,
coin,
so if we're going to look at it, two sides of the same coin. All right, I take my what if back. Okay, now let's go back to 50 in the East, popping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Game in the West Coast, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know about the game before 50. I didn't know. And at the same time, back then, we were still listening to Snoop and Pop.
But let me say this, though. Game had his... He had his deal before he was with G-Unit.
And I'm with you.
They were trying to figure out...
got shot and the nigga was in a coma. Wasn't that nigga in a coma?
He was. He got shot six times.
That nigga was in a coma, then came out, and then the nigga popped off, and then, like, the shit was like, man, like, yeah, he just got with G-Unit, and then shit started popping.
But
like,
what I'm gonna say is, he was already signed, Dre was already looking for him, and got his deal, and they was like, all right, how do you want to market him? They were like, oh, well, we got 50 over here running shit. He don't, 50 Cent and G-Unit don't have the West. The West hasn't had anybody this prominent since Snoop and them.
And I agree.
Let's put him with them, and they felt like it was an equal exchange.
I agree with the move that was made. I don't agree with the game fucking up the collective that helped him. Everything you're saying is they. What did Game do besides come to the table with a record deal? At the same time, it's like,
he
all right.
He brought the West with him.
I'm not rolling. I'm not rolling because
the only reason I'm not rolling because
let's be real.
Well, give me the Snoop, dice, nigga. I'll roll him.
Snoop hopped on the shit with Fifth.
That's one track, my nigga.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm rolling with, that whole collective.
Get rich or die trying.
Do y'all remember that whole collective? Do y'all know that? I'm gonna be honest. That collective over there, when you had Dre, Snoop, and I mean Dre, M, and 50. That collective was fucking crazy. It was crazy. Everything they had was in-house. They had fucking Nate Dogg. They didn't need nobody else to sing. We don't need R&B bitches. We got Nate Dogg. That collective was crazy.
Then he got Sierra. Okay. I'm fucking with you.
I mean, I'm not worried about that, but I'm just saying it's like we got the best pins over here. That whole collective was just fucking crazy. What's that shit? What they call that shit? The Young Money album. What they call that shit when all these niggas come together? I know it's.
I know where you at with it. Brain fart though.
Oh yeah, I'm having. But the Game album was that. But the Game didn't have to step outside and go to. Oh, let me go get this motherfucker. Let me go. Nobody ever said, "Yo, let me go get Fat Joe." Nobody ever had to do that. Yo.
And 50 didn't have to do that either.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm speaking on only the collective. Like I said, if we're gonna talk about the Game and 50, my only conversation is I didn't like how he fucked up the collective. Once he made that move by saying, yo, fuck them niggas over there, fuck Dre, fuck 50, fuck, like, he ain't never say fuck him, but eventually, you know what I'm saying? He just, we already said this, bro. He do a lot of shit to make people, like, look at him funny.
Yo,
let's be real.
Though,
I'm not gonna lie.
If we talking like Game within the last 10 years, just be doing shit. And I rather nigga just rapping. Don't
has
do
the, to though.
He doesn't.
No. You know why he has to? Because he fucked up. He burned bridges. That's what it was. He burned bridges. Because I'm gonna be honest.
Can I make a point?
Yeah, go ahead. Get off.
It's two niggas. It's three niggas actually. I'm gonna mention right now. Young Buck and Lloyd Banks. I mean, nigga. These niggas, I mean, Lloyd Banks just put out a fire album last year, right?
The last 2 years.
Cool, nigga.
Yeah, last 2 years.
But look at these niggas' careers, bro. Look at these niggas' careers. You talking about loyalty and all this shit. Nigga, look how 50 did Young Buck, bro. Like, my nigga, like,
and,
I don't know, man.
I ain't gonna lie. See, 50 to me stays the same. We never seen a different nigga. The only way I can, one word that would describe 50 is petty. That's what he is.
Yeah, and that bro.
Facts.
That, but the way he's big petty, bro.
But my thing is, petty is petty, and that's what it is. He's petty, so we know that nigga's petty. But at the same time.
But you don't be petty towards a nigga that's been loyal to you if you want to talk about bucking them.
what we know, what we know, because at the same time, we can sit here and say, yo, I feel 50's main thing was, yo, and this is what I know. This is interviews that I seen. 50 come in and say, yo, I told these niggas to be on they shit. I can't watch these niggas. I'm over here with G-Unit shoes. These niggas got on Nikes.
I get it. Damn, yep. Trust me. First of all, because you know I've been in a situation where
I'm just trying to get
where I would be the 50 Cent in my situations.
So how can we sit here and say, oh, this nigga not doing this for those niggas? Them niggas had a path. They all fucked up.
I'm gonna keep it honest. He brought in G-Unit. Fuck all them. All
right, I was talking about
Jason Taylor.
Wait. Let me ask you this question right here. All right, and I'm gonna get back to Chuck. Right, the petty shit, not the petty shit. The shit that the game did, fuck them niggas over there. Like I said, that's my argument. That's my where I stand. When he said fuck the collective, is the reason you'll never see a G Unit reunion. Right, but if that would have never happened, I think you would get a G Unit reunion. And if it does happen, Game won't be a part of it because of that disloyalty.
I don't want him to be a part of it.
You said he don't
want to
be?
I don't want him to be.
I mean, that's cool too. I mean, how much did he...
G-U not, nigga. Like, it was 300 bars and running.
No, it was cool. It was cool. But, like, okay, then the next move he did, he ended up linking up with Kanye, right? That was his next move. I know he dropped some shit, but then he moved over to Kanye, right?
I said Kanye had a song, had a beat on every album he had when he was over there. He did.
Hold on, what are we speaking on? You talking about when he was with G Unit?
Yeah.
Dreams, nigga.
Yeah. No. I'm saying.
So, you was like everything was in house. Kanye has been on everything.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when I say in house, they didn't have to. Trust me, I'm taking a Dre beat over a Ye beat any day. That's me. I'm not a rapper. I'm just saying, if I have to listen to a Ye beat or a Dre beat, I'm going with Dre.
With this being said, hey, man, hey, yo, Cuzzo, I'm about to sing you a song. I'm cutting this nigga's verse off of a song. You get to replace him. I'm cutting press off of a song. You can replace him.
I don't even know where that zinger came from.
Nigga.
I don't even know.
Nigga. That's just hilarious, nigga. I got you.
Hey, look. That made me feel like that nigga done heard my shit and was like, hey, yo, this nigga trash. Get this nigga off of here.
Oh, no. I only think he heard the song. I didn't send you that song, did I?
No, you ain't send me that.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, man, I'm an adapter, man. I'm not a rapper.
No, I didn't send you that one. I didn't.
I'm an adapter. I'm not a rapper. But, yeah, man. I'm an
adapter, not a rapper.
Yeah, of course.
Get that shit on the card, nigga.
Yeah. Joker, Joker, Deuce, Deuce. Oh, shit. I don't even know what the fuck we was talking about. I know what we were talking about, but what were we talking about before the phone run? Disney, right?
Yeah.
But I'm off that. But what else were we leading into?
Nigga, I don't know.
I will.
J Electronica claims.
I don't want to talk about J Elect.
You want to talk about
that nigga? Right. Said
what's
the
wrong
with J Elect. Nigga garbage.
J Electronica said he met the Illuminati and he was unimpressed.
Just like I was with that nigga's bars on every Jay-Z album that he considered was his, which is only two.
Man,
I don't care about J Elect.
Is there even two? I think there's only one, isn't there?
He dropped another Jay-Z album.
Yeah. Oh, no, nah, you right. That little, like, mixtape that dropped for a minute and then the shit's just gone now.
Oh, shit. They did us a favor.
I don't even see that
R.
shit.
Kelly album.
What? I don't even know that one. What do you mean?
The one that came out and took down.
Oh, shit. Nah, that R. Kelly album was fire. Come on, Poe. Don't do okay. Kelly's like that.
Man,
don't get the podcast canceled, bro. Don't talk about this nigga right
now.
Nah,
he always talking about R. Kelly. That's his man.
That's my man.
Yo, I'm not going front, bro. That's everybody's man. Nigga. We can't say it, bro.
That's
hey, bro.
Everybody's man. I'm gonna put it like this. R. Kelly is everybody's man. Robert, no. That nigga a nasty, nasty nigga. Robert's a nasty nigga, bro. Shit was hard though.
That nigga Kells and Game. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Game low key recycled a verse on that shit. We ain't gonna say nothing. the beginning of that verse is how we do verse, bro.
I was scared when that fucking R. Kelly shit came out, nigga. You know Jigga my favorite rapper, bro.
Oh hell no. Get this man off my
favorite rapper, nigga.
I don't know why.
You know I was skip, nigga, chill. Just chill, bro. I'm not doing this with you. But nigga.
Yeah, I don't feel like getting in that mode. The
documentary, I was like, nigga, I know they gonna bring up Jigga. He had two albums with that nigga, bro. Yeah. Not two songs, nigga.
And they both was doing the nasty, nasty shit.
Watch the throne before. That
mean, I mean, they was kind of. Hey,
bro, that nigga like 50 years older than Beyonce, bro. All right, it ain't 50, but that nigga at least about 16.
He is about 20 years older than her.
Damn, that shit just keep going up. No, I think he about 16 years older than her. And she was like 16. That nigga was like 30.
Yeah, nigga.
Don't trip, nigga. I'm checking right now, nigga.
Hey, look, the internet gonna lie for that nigga.
Jay-Z is 53 years old. Beyonce, born in 1969. Beyonce is 41.
And Jay is what, 56?
What year? 1981. Damn.
Yeah.
Nasty, nasty nigga.
Jump right there.
And man, what's your boy name? Dame. Yeah, all them niggas nasty, bro. I'm gonna be honest, bro. You like what you like, bro. At the same time. You like what you like, bro. I can't, I mean, because you can't tell a motherfucker, like, this would be fucking me up, right? They say you're not supposed to fuck with underage girls. That you're not supposed to. But if that's what you like, then that's what you like. Nah, like, no, listen to what I'm saying. It's just like, it's just like a gay nigga. It's like, you're not supposed to, but nigga, you like what you like.
Nah, nigga.
Bro, you like what you like. All I'm saying is right and wrong, but you like what you like. Bro, niggas out here kill niggas. It's wrong, but they do it.
Nah, I'm not rolling with this one. We just gonna keep it rolling. Yeah. Hey, back to 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
Thoughts of these podcasts.
50 Cent is now working on a GTA Vice City original series.
Please, no rappers in this shit. I do not need to see 21 Savage's CJ.
21.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, these rappers can't act, bro. Method Man's a great one.
Snoop, Tip.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't think Snoop is a good actor. I think Snoop is just great at being him. And we just accept whatever it is. But I'm gonna be honest. They've been having the baby boy scene of him, Tyrese going to go pick up his son.
Mm-hmm.
I never paid attention to how well Snoop played that role of Rodney. But the thing is, he's a gangster. Like, come on.
I'm not gonna lie. You know who I do want
to
see?
This motherfucker got the nerve to come up my crib. Get my
bitch pregnant. But no, you know who I want to see?
Y'all got to get that nigga, cuz.
I'm not.
Homie said, this nigga's riding a bike.
I'm not going to lie, yo. There is one rapper I do want to see start acting for real.
I don't want to see none of these rappers.
I want to, because the scene we're talking about, the scene where bro pull up an Yvette car, I saw DaBaby do that scene, acting it. And I was like, yo, I want to see this nigga actually act on something.
But see, when you say actually act, if you gonna get a rapper to act, I don't want to see the nigga act like what he portrayed as.
So,
they not really acting when they just doing it.
So the baby is like Jody to you?
Day, my nigga, Training Day. Don't forget about Snoop and Training Day, nigga.
They stuck a pin down, nigga.
Was like, a fucking handy capable nigga.
I bet y'all beat his ass, nigga. Bro, that shit. Comedy, nigga. You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm about to send you the video, bro. Sent me of goddamn, what'd I say? Uncle Smokey.
I sent that shit.
Yeah, you sent goddamn Smokey Robinson dancing on stage. Oh, look like he about to break a hip.
Yeah, bro. Smokey need the ashtray, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga need the ashtray.
You see me actually, I said, somebody tell Uncle Smokey to sit his ass down somewhere.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm sorry. That motherfucker looked like a damn, and all I can remember struggling. Is gang banging that nigga in all red.
Gang banging.
Yeah, bro. Smokey need to be put out. You know, where the fire niggas
smoking
at?
Smoking that dope.
Smoking that
tree.
Yeah, man. The fuck you talking about, Smoke?
Yo, that shit was fucking funny as hell, bro.
Hey, yo, I can't wait for this Drink Champs to drop because niggas is saying. Like, I done heard several stories.
Stevie Wonder shit?
Yes, bro. If Stevie Wonder
was, was Ron Ozzie said Stevie Wonder was crossing the street by himself, bro.
Yo, that is fucking wild. That nigga Nori said he ain't have the little...
He had a cane or nothing? He said, no, bro. He walking across the street.
Bro.
He said, the car is going, yeah. Bro,
Stevie Wonder out here planning traffic.
But so many people be saying this nigga can see.
Bro, motherfucker said he see, like, motherfucker said, Jamie.
Shaq said, bro, got in the elevator. He was already on there. And bro gonna say, hey, what up, Diesel?
He knew exactly where he was going.
Hey, yo, that shit's crazy, bro.
Yeah, Stevie that Wonder nigga might here. Be able to see.
Bro. Hey, yo, that nigga Daredevil, bro.
Nigga Daredevil, bro. Hey, yo, that shit crazy, nigga.
Now you got the woman beef going on.
Yo, why all the DJs want to come out of, like, hey, yo, what was they beef
I'm
about?
I'm for it, nigga.
Was the...
It ain't no beef, nigga. It's just like Kendrick's control, nigga. Ain't no beef.
No,
nigga.
It's DJ... Just, no, so nigga, DJ... Nah, up, so DJ Academics posted the Hit Boy shit. And he's been posting Metro Boomin. You know, Metro Boomin. His album came out. Metro Boomin. Mom passed. So, you know, Academics post everything. Metro keeps saying, "Bro, stop posting me." He just kept asking that, "Bro, stop posting me." It just keeps going on, and bro was like, "Stop playing with me before I turn you into a song with the Kendrick shit."
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm politely asked one more time. Please don't post anything about me. Anything to do with me." Don't put me on your page. Thank you. Academic says, at Metro Boomin, respectfully, my answer to your request is fuck no. Get the fuck off my page. I don't post for you, nor do I care what you think about what I post about you. Sincerely, Big Ack.
All right.
That's what the nigga said.
All these little producer niggas, I respect them all. Mustard, Hit Maker, Hit Boy.
You don't respect Academics, bro. You don't.
No. I don't. But can I be honest, bro? I'm from the '90s era.
This nigga is our age.
No, check me out, bro. All I'm saying is it's 316 day, and I see a rollout storylines. This shit, it don't make sense. Like, we ain't never had no fucking producer beef, all this other shit. I ain't gonna lie. I think you're gonna get Hitmaker and Hitboy to do a collab joint together.
I'm not talking about an album.
I'm not talking about a song. I'm talking about probably an album.
I don't want it. With who?
Various artists.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I mean, I'm here for the beef, but it's not real.
I mean, they can stop both of that. I don't want none of that. I'm cool with all of it. If it's beef, I'm here for it.
Poke that nigga. Nah, don't poke him, cuz. Don't poke him, cuz.
This nigga retarded. Poke.
Oh, shit, cuz. You know, poke me up. Oh, shit.
All right, then you got, what's the little white boy name? Mills?
Justin Bieber.
No, Mills, the little rapper nigga, Mills.
Hey. I'm sorry, that nigga's not white.
The fuck is he?
Hey, yo, if Logic is black, Mims is black too, brother. I'm rolling with that nigga. That nigga cold. Jadakiss said, hey, yo.
He signed to Jada, right?
Hey, yo. I don't know if he signed to that nigga, but that nigga nice.
He had the joint tape with Dave. When bro post Slim, Jimmy was like, nah, we got the lit version on our album.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nah. Damn. I don't be reading into Twitter like that, bro. I can't keep up with these little niggas.
Nah, so they posted on his shit what he was doing the sample. That joint say, nah, this ain't it, fam. Shrimp 4 got the banging version. Sample cleared.
Oh, shit. I thought they were working on that shit together.
Nah.
But isn't that Marshall shit?
No. Marshall also sampled the same song.
Yeah.
But no, it's Diplo. That's a whole nother song. Marshall took some bars off of it and looped it as the hook, which is why it says featuring Diplo.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and they both are sampling the beat, not the words.
Okay.
Yeah,
they did switch the words, but yeah. Okay. I listen to Music Soul Child album, Philly in the motherfucking building.
We always in the building.
Shout out my nigga
Professor.
Emmanuel Nerd Up Professor. I was told that I can't get hype up here.
Yeah, he said can't say too much. You got to get his paperwork situated.
Yep, and I'm going to respect that. And that's what it is. But shout out my brother for having played a part in the album
Music Soul
Heroes and Villains, or Villains and what's the name of that shit?
That's a crazy thing. But I added it to my playlist and everything and still never listened to it.
She was good. Villains? Villains and
Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains. Is it Heroes? Yeah, it's an album, but is it Heroes and Villains?
The Music Soul Child joint?
Yeah.
You talking about Metro Boomin? No, you talking about
no music.
Oh, that's Victims and Villains.
Victims and Villains. Victims and Villains.
That Music Soul Child is Victims and Villains.
Yeah, nah, that shit was good, man. I've been doing my wind downs and shit. That shit is definitely smooth. That album is fucking smooth.
My phone about to die. Oh. It's my phone. My phone about to die. It's about 10%.
Where we at? What we looking like over there?
Oh, we are at 118.
Okay. I'm a little behind, about 115. Yeah, that album was cold. My man's he had a part to do with that, so I wanted to get that off. What else? I don't got shit, bro.
It sounds like an early episode of me. We might be wrapping up.
Might be. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I want to get back to this March Madness shit. I hope Duke losing.
Oh, you see your man's Morgan Freeman with the dress?
Yo, what the fuck is up with that nigga?
Morgan Freeman got the locks now. Look hey, crazy.
Bro. Yeah, that shit wild, bro. Like, yo.
Yo, cuz, you seen that shit?
Nah, nigga, I'm looking up as we speak. Morgan Freeman with the dreads, nigga?
Yeah, them shit straight peppered, bro.
He got the long-ass, gray-ass locks, bro.
Straight peppered, bro.
Them shit snow, bro. That shit white.
I don't even know what gray that is, bro.
Oh, nah, nigga. Oh, this is just gonna be in an Avengers movie, nigga? What's up, nigga?
I don't know.
What's
that nigga.
Yo.
Yeah, bro. That shit, I don't know if that shit real or not. But that shit creepy. I don't want to see that. I'm like, nah, hell nah, bro. Ain't no way.
Nah, this gotta be for a movie, nigga. He about to be
Jesus.
He already been God, bro.
Hell yeah.
Up, nigga? That shit crazy, nigga. Yo. This shit is wild, nigga.
Man, shit wild. Shit, yeah, that's funny.
Y'all eat pussy with y'all eyes open?
Yep.
Why? You ever had an outsider experience and be like, yo, why the fuck is my dumb ass looking up here? What are you looking at?
Pussy.
Why? Your tongue is in it.
Why not?
Not fucking looking.
That was a weird conversation.
I ain't have nowhere else to go.
This is a weird conversation. That was a weird.
Oh, shit. Time out. Fuck that. Speaking of the ADD shit, man, my nigga Joyner Lucas came through with the motherfucking, what's that shit called?
That devil's work too.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, Devil Works 2. Poe.
Nigga, that shit Poe. Is crazy.
You ain't
heard that, Poe?
Come on. Oh, you trash.
Bro,
hey, now you gotta run a little skippy skip skip.
Right off, nigga, you gotta, as soon as the podcast over, nigga, you gotta watch that shit, bro. That nigga.
Bro, dog.
Yeah, that nigga did his fucking thing, bro.
When don't he, bro? Like, we know what Joyner do. We know what Joyner do.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Joyner from Boston, right? Mims from Boston, right? Mims? I need a coach.
Mims? What is that?
Yeah, ain't that his name?
You said Mims? Did you
Mills?
Say Mims?
You mean Mills?
Is it Mills or Mims?
Mims is the This Is Why I'm Hot nigga.
You talking about This Is Why I'm Hot?
Hey, bro. Hey,
this
bro. Y'all didn't fuck with
why,
that nigga?
This Is Why I'm Hot.
Man, y'all niggas was outside in the streets. Y'all know what that track did. That's y'all shit. That's
I'm
y'all voice.
I'm hot because I'm fly.
Come on, man. That's
you
y'all
ain't, niggas.
You ain't
not.
You not.
Yeah. This is why. This is why. This
is why I'm hot.
My bad. I'm on.
Jesus Walk sample. That shit was hot, nigga.
Come on, man. That's y'all man's. But no, I was talking about the white dude.
That remix, nigga?
That who remix?
Don't.
Wayne did that This Is Why I'm Hot freestyle, nigga. I think that was on Drought 3?
Yeah. Yep.
Which one was it?
I listened to that at work the other day. Drought 3.
Yeah, Dat Piff fucked up. R.I.P. Dat Piff.
Oh, no. I was on live mixtapes.
Yeah.
I'm still, I don't know. You go back and listen to like some of the old Wayne shit, like, bro, why do we let him get away with some of these lines?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
they still let that nigga do that shit today.
I don't know. It bothers me when I listen to his Ice Cream Paint Job freestyle. That nigga said, I'm all over this ice cream beat like sprinkles.
That shit was hard.
That shit is not a good bar, bro.
Yo, are you crazy? I'm all over this ice cream beat like spray. That shit was hard.
It was hard at the time.
Bro, that shit is still hard. Pause. Like, yeah, pause. Hold on.
Pause.
Nah. That shit right there was the truth. Like, I was like, yo, how the fuck does this nigga even think of that shit? I'm sorry, bro. I was one of them ones. I was one that Wayne couldn't say nothing stupid. Everything he said made sense.
No,
then that nigga went on.
I'm still mad at the effort for forensics, nigga.
Yeah. Okay. But nah, man. I am.
That nigga said in the effort for a whole lot of shit.
Nigga, the effort for phenomenal, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, just saying shit.
Hey, man, that's fucking Wayne. When you're great, you can do so, bro. I Wayne ain't got no recycles, bro. I've never heard that nigga recycle shit.
I have.
What he recycled?
His Big Tigger in the Basement.
Oh,
no,
I'm not giving that. Because X, I'm not doing that.
You said no recycles, bro.
But I ain't going to lie. With the shit, I even tell niggas, like, you can come with writtens. I ain't mad no more. I'm not mad.
Or you can write something for the shit. Don't put it on your album. I don't care.
My nigga Simba did that shit. Simba went to Funk Flex and he combined verses. Royce did too. Royce went to Funk Flex.
We're not talking about that, nigga.
That nigga not good.
How many times Games spit the same freestyle, nigga?
A lot. He has.
But my thing is, we get it. Game be on a press
like
run.
Bar for bar, nigga. On different radio stations. Like,
Los does the exact same thing, nigga. Bro. My nigga Los does the exact same thing, so I be.
See, I would never.
You shouldn't. That's what I'm saying. A nigga shouldn't.
No, I'm not gonna freestyle.
Like finding out Santa Claus ain't real, nigga. These niggas is really freestyling. These niggas really freestyling that shit.
No.
And I heard Hov go in the basement talking about, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Boo!
Wait, what?
Bro, you know what came across my shit the other day, bro? Right now? This is what came across my little Instagram shit when Drake went to Tim Westwood with the BlackBerry, bro. And that nigga could not catch the beat to save his fucking life.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that's when I was like, yeah, this guy's not it.
That shit is fucking hilarious. Oh, you fucked me up, bro. You brought the beat back. Nigga, you never had it, bro. You never had it. You ain't even start rapping yet, nigga.
Hey, yo, we some fucking goofballs. I don't know how this episode is going, man. I hope y'all.
They go one of them active rappers, nigga, right there, though. Speaking of Drizzy,
I'm entertained.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good. Hey,
what'd you say about Drake?
Drink.
I think he's one of them actors, nigga. He's one of them active rappers, nigga.
Nah, I mean, he don't even.
You better stop. Don't play with Jimmy, nigga. Don't play with Jimmy from Degrassi, nigga.
He gonna end up in the wheelchair again. Hold on now. Nigga just be acting like a rapper.
Back. Yeah, nigga.
I'm not rolling.
Nigga, but what was my nigga name?
The
nigga with the long hair. The only one that actually got.
Y'all watched that shit like.
I did.
Like I know it came on Noggin
nigga
and
Rick,
shit.
Bro. Nigga, that nigga Rick, bro. I know, nigga.
Yeah, Rick got him, bro. Rick the only nigga that put the sit Drake ass down for real. For life.
I don't know none of these niggas y'all talking
about. No, bro. Like, yo, Degrassi was that shit, bro.
Wasn't that shit like Young and the Restless for like teenagers
and shit? I don't know. I didn't watch that shit. But Degrassi was that shit, bro. They killed my nigga JT. I was mad. I was hurt.
Won't this shit in high school?
Front, yeah.
That's why niggas shooting that shit up now.
JT died, nigga. I cried, JT died, nigga. I ain't
going to
That was
the nigga, bro.
It is what it is.
Was he black?
Nope.
That was my nigga, man.
Not rolling. He deserved to die.
He was an ugly-ass Liberty.
See, first of all, Liberty grew up to look good.
I have no clue.
Liberty grew up to look good, bro.
Maybe you guys do.
She was black.
Did she die?
No, she grew up to look good.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, black queen.
Big sexy-ass lips and shit.
That shit sounds so wrong.
Nah,
I'm sorry, yo. I'm never gonna walk up to a chick. And you remember me in my heyday. I would never walk up to a chick and be like, yo, what up with them sexy ass lips? Negative.
Yo, what movie was it?
Give me your number 4, I don't want it no more.
No, it was a shit with it was Gabrielle Union. She was on a blind date. She said, sexy lip. She said, like she hit her lip.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, it was a comedy, right?
I don't even remember what movie that shit is.
It was one of those whack ass black comedies.
That shit might have been a Tyler Perry movie, bro.
It might have been, bro.
It might have been. I don't know. None of them shit.
Yo, that wasn't that shit with her and LL, was it?
Nah.
Her and LL was in a movie?
No, I think this is the one with her and
Anthony Anderson?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba? What is that? My sister's daughter or some shit? Baby daddy or some shit?
My three daughters? I don't know what the fuck that shit called.
Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union, presented by Tyler Perry.
I'm pretty sure. Again. I think it's a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a Tyler
Perry. My little girls or some shit. My daughters and them.
Hey, yo.
What the fuck was that shit called? Yeah.
Yo.
Y'all know, can y'all list y'all whack comedy movies?
I got you, nigga. Hold on.
Yeah.
List y'all good whack comedy movies. Like, I'm sorry. How to Be a Player is a trash ass movie.
I love that movie.
But that's what I'm saying.
Trash?
Trash. That shit is.
Three Strikes?
Three Strikes, my shit.
That's my shit, bro.
Hey, Juana Man, that's my shit. That's my shit. That's for the transgenders. It's for the transgenders, bro.
Paper Soldiers?
Bro, that's not a trash ass. That's not a trash
ass. That nigga Birdie was tweaking, bro.
For the transgenders, nigga.
Huh?
He's like, you rude, bro.
What I said, bro.
For the transgenders?
Bro.
I'm going to start saying.
The Mulan, nigga.
That's for the Moulin Rouge, you know.
Bro, I'm just saying, yo, if I had a transgender friend, the only thing we can connect with is fucking Juana Man.
And Mulan. Yo.
And Mrs. Doubtfire. What else you got?
Powerpuff Girls.
You got to sit back and watch RuPaul and them.
Nigga, I know you ain't talking to that nigga him, bro.
Yup. The nigga name was him, bro. It was a cross-dressing devil named him.
Oh, y'all talking about from the monkey nigga? What's that shit? Powerpuff?
I said from it was the cross-dressing devil named him.
Come on, man, Himothy.
That nigga is him. That nigga is Hemi Neutron out here. That nigga is him.
Hey, yo. Daddy's Little Girls, by the way, nigga.
It was called Daddy's Little Girls. That movie was told you was that. It was my daughters and them.
Sound like R. Kelly porno.
Yo,
I'm on a roll.
Let's wrap this up, bro.
See what happened when I ain't got nothing to talk about? I just keep jabbing.
Let's wrap this up. We're hour 30 in, bro.
Hour 30. You think they good with hour 30?
Yeah.
We can't bust out 20? Nah, I'm broke, and it was payday.
Yeah, we gonna stop right here.
Well, shit, man. Post-Ed Press, you are on a fucking ledge. I thought I was on the road, but all right.
No show next week.
No show next week.
Because I have a show.
Because Poe has a show. Let them know where they can go to get the tickets and pull up at the spot.
Or is that the Pinhook in Durham?
Oh, hell no. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, yo, I'm sorry. Nah. Redo it.
Nope, we done.
Nah, for real.
Is that the Pinhook?
Say redo it.
Is that the Pinhook?
Take two.
Y'all can go to the website. Whoop, get your tickets. Say you there for Poe.
Please say the website, at least.
All right, so you're going to follow me. I'm going to put it in the bio. Because the Pinhook website, nigga, the fuck?
Okay.
I might bring some special guests out.
And
shout out to the homies.
On my end, we have the link tree up. The audio did happen to go through. And if it's bullshit, then guess what, man? Just subscribe to it.
To the bullshit.
That's all you got to do, man. Like I said, shout out all the certified bullshitters. If you're not a bullshitter, it's simple. All you got to do is subscribe, and now you are a certified bullshitter. It's your boy Trendsetter Press. We out. You hear me?
All right, good show, people.